Well, it's hard to believe we're coming up on the winter art season. And if you want to catch some really fantastic winter art, plan on going over to the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Covington. Joining me in the studio this evening is Matt Distel, the gallery director. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
And Maggie Perino, the theater director. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and start with what's going on in the galleries. You have an exhibit coming up called Modern Living, Objects and Context, which runs December 4th through February 6th. What is this exhibit all about?
So it's sort of a conflation of design objects and art objects. I've been thinking about the way that a lot of spaces in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky had been being transformed by designers and the interior spaces, and come to find out that it's a lot of young designers and makers. Started thinking about the things that they were making, and they seemed more along the lines of sculptural and installation-based objects. So there's a lot of fantastic spaces being opened up, like restaurants and offices and things like that. And started thinking about how maybe it might relate better to the art world, and tried to compare that to some artists who are making works that kind of look like furniture, but maybe aren't furniture, and see how they interact together and see what happens there.
And it's a great space to do this in because, of course, the Carnegie itself is a repurposed space. It's been taken from being a library and in your area made into a gallery.
Exactly. And so we're going to treat the downstairs space like a gallery and then treat the upstairs space where having some of the designers basically create living environments. So simulated living environments upstairs, including one that might be closer to like a California garden party. So they're really going to transform these spaces.
And who are some of the artists involved?
So some of the designers we have, the co-curator on this is a group called BLDG out of Northern Kentucky. And Such and Such is one of the designers, Grainwell, Brush Factory, CVG Made, and Ampersand. Those are all the designers. And then the artists are Keith Benjamin, Chris Voorhees, Matt Lynch, Colin Clemesh, Matthew Metzger, and Taryn Casella.
What are some of the pieces that you're looking forward to having in this particular exhibit?
Well, I think that the simulated garden party is one of the things I'm most excited about. But we have a lot of things. We have some people who have been making furniture out of some pretty unconventional objects. And that's kind of the thing that I'm most excited about, is to see how these things actually kind of connect and maybe work or don't work together. I'm interested in that interaction as well.
Will there be any special events associated with this exhibit?
Our opening, we always have a gallery talk that precedes the opening. So that would be a conversation between myself and some of the artists involved.
In terms of the gallery display downstairs, you're going to be using the entire open gallery? Or are you going to use the hallways?
We use the entire open space, and that's where we are going to present things like tables and chairs as art objects. So treat everything downstairs as sculpture and everything upstairs as design objects. So that's where we kind of see these two things sort of play with each other.
Will guests be seeing signs on actual things they can sit on versus the things they're not supposed to sit on?
Upstairs, you'll be able to use the things. Downstairs, maybe not so much, but yes.
Well, let's go ahead and then move across the hall into the theater. And Maggie, let's start off with the upcoming production of Sleuth, which runs weekends November 27th through the 22nd.
Yes, Sleuth is coming up really fast. We are in full production mode on Sleuth. We've just started rehearsals this week. Really excited for it. It's such a funny sort of madcap mystery. I think there's definitely something for everybody in this show, whether you're a mystery lover, whether you're a comedy lover, whether you just love good theater. It's definitely going to be one of those shows that people talk about and love to come see.
And it's being directed by Greg Procaccino.
It is.
And it features two lead actors in this particular production.
Yes, two lead actors. So we are lucky enough to have Brent Allen Burrington and then Rory Sheridan playing these two fantastic roles. They are both utterly hilarious in them. And we're so lucky to have them, as they are both people who, they do a lot of work around the country. They've performed in many places across the U.S., but they both happen to be Ohioans, and they're back here doing our show. So we're very happy about that.
And this is one of those plays that takes place in a fairly specific location with lots and lots and lots of props that are referred to specifically.
Yes, very much so, which is, of course, the challenge and I think the excitement for our production team. So there'll be lots of things that explode. We're pulling jewelry out of fish tanks. We're doing all kinds of crazy stuff on this particular set. Again, a challenge, but a fun one to take on.
Now, next in the theater is going to be actually a silent film, something that
yes.
is very different for a lot of contemporary audiences. Mm-hmm. It is Tess of the Storm Country.
So Tess of the Storm Country is a Mary Pickford movie. It's actually one of her most popular in the time when she was actually making films. So it's basically sort of Tess is down and out and trying to save the family home in time for Christmas. but it will be impeccably accompanied by Jeff Rapsis, who is an award-winning pianist. So he'll be there to play the music live, and then you'll watch this fantastic movie. It also has some really cool things about it. We're doing some shorts with it. So we'll actually have some of the original Edison movie shorts, one of which I believe is a very short Christmas carol, as well as some other short Christmas-themed films that come before the full movie.
Will Jeff be playing original scores associated with this film, or is this...
Right. So he'll play the original music that is scored for the film. Yes. So it's not of his composition. It's the actual movie from the film, but he will be there playing it live on the piano.
And of course, what is the winter season without a winter wonderland of sorts?
Yes,
and the wonderland this time is Oz.
It is.
You're going to be doing a lightly staged version of The Wizard of Oz.
Right. So when we say lightly staged, what we mean is just that we're going to put everything into the storytelling, and it's going to be really about the storytelling. There will still be a magnificent set on stage. It just won't be changed every single time we find a new location. Dorothy's going to wear her one costume the whole time, but I think that works. I think everybody wants to see her in her blue gingham, and that's kind of the point there. But it's going to be extremely fantastical. We're kind of turning up the volume on those sets and costumes since there's only one really for each person. So it's still going to have that fantastic, magical Oz feel from the moment you walk in the room.
And the set design is actually being done by a well-known local artist.
Yes. This is actually one of my most exciting projects at the Carnegie since I've come to be there. This is a huge collaboration piece. We are actually partnering with the gallery and are reaching out to Pam to do our scenic design. Then, of course, it's coming through the theater department. And then we've actually reached out to our education folks in order to get auditioners for the Munchkins. So it's really all three departments of the Carnegie coming together. And Pam was an easy choice. She has such an amazing aesthetic. She's so fantastic to work with. And she's really going to bring a whole new perspective to Oz that you haven't seen before that is just beautiful. People will love it.
And that would be artist Pam Kravitz.
Yes, Pam Kravitz. Exactly.
And also, you'll be working again with the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra.
They are back. And aren't they fantastic? They just are such fantastic musicians. And J.R. Cassidy over there was nice enough to say, yes, we want to work with you guys again this year. So they'll actually be on stage during the show, so you'll get to see the musicians as well as kind of all the fantastic characters of Oz.
Before we leave, we should mention that the Carnegie's educational component is ongoing with the Scripps Howard Art Stop Artist Series workshops, and registration is still open.
It is. It's still open. It's open for the winter session. We'd love to have a lot more kids come in and learn about arts education and explore creativity in our space.
And that's a big part of the mission of the Carnegie is art for families as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Matt Distel, Gallery Director at the Carnegie. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
And Maggie Perino, Theater Director at the Carnegie. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.
For more information on the Carnegie Center for Visual and Performing Arts Winter Arts Series, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of whiz, if ever a quiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a quiz there was, the Wizard of Oz has won. Because of the wonderful things.